Hi guys, I hope you tune in today. We have a very interesting guest, Rex Sykes, and he's the author of Live on Your Terms. And he really is great about transforming the way that we think and how we can look at life. He's helped thousands of people over many decades. And I'm excited to share his wisdom with our listeners today. I hope you guys join us. It's a very sunny, beautiful day in Miami. And like always, Bobby wants to say hello.
Bobby wants to say hello. Yes, that's me, Bobby, saying hello. Thank you for tuning in. And maybe later you'll tune in more. Back to Amy.
So, it is exactly 1:04 right now. The show will start at 1:05. So, I'm giving you guys a chance to get relaxed, accommodate.
Get popcorns.
Get a snack if you'd like, because it's going to be an hour. A very interesting hour at that. And invite some friends.
Oh, friends too?
Why not?
That's cool.
They can have a get-together.
Yeah, it's called Watching Shop.
But I hear that it's very close in other places. Wow, I'm sorry.
It's still winter.
It's never winter in Miami. I like it. It's nice. I feel blessed. Life is good when you can step outside without tons of clothes and then not have to come inside and take them all off. That would be a lot of work for me.
Yeah. But it's going to be fun. So.
What's fun? Winter?
No. Well, winter in Miami.
Cure with Amy Cabo. Life can bring many difficult situations, domestic violence, addictions, poverty, and even sexual abuse by your loved ones. Welcome, Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Good afternoon, and welcome to The Cure Radio Show. I'm your host, Amy Cabo, with my amazing partner, Boris.
I'm still amazing.
Today again.
You're amazing.
Our show is available live on your radio. Also live through our app, The Cure, on any smartphone, and our website, godisthecure.com. We are broadcasting today live from Miami through satellite, available on 35 radios in 11 states, and on Sirius XM channel 131, and live on social media, soon after the show, any podcast player. I wanted to thank our social media followers, since we been reaching an average of 1 million people every month since 2021. So thank you, and thank God. This show deals with suffering and the tenacity of the human spirit, the will to survive, and the courage to keep moving forward, despite any obstacle, with the help of God, who enables us to help each other. We provide testimonials to let people know that we are not alone. And in this show, the testimony started with me, having been a survivor from child abuse well into young adulthood. We also have experts in several fields and inspirational speakers that are willing to help us with important information, knowing that education is necessary, awareness is crucial, and comfort is needed. I do believe we all suffer, or have suffered from something, and we hope to be a source of healing for each other. Now, despite trying everything, God was my only cure. But other forms of healing are presented as well to service everyone. Life will always be challenging, but always know there's always someone who cares. If no one at all, at least God does. The song we played earlier was Anyone by Justin Bieber. And guys, here's what I get from it. With the help of the Holy Spirit, that is. There's only one that we can truly trust, that no matter what, he makes us feel okay. The one who's guaranteed to be around forever, as long as we turn to him and pray. God is irreplaceable, the one we cannot afford to lose. Things may become chaotic, yet he's our greatest hope. Who would we choose? He's our Lord who will greatly love us for all the good we've done. By pleasing him in small things, he provides the greater more than anyone. Despite times that are difficult to understand, we should try our best in everything we do. It's never meant to be so easy. Character's developed with what we experience and go through. Faith will grow as time goes by. If we get close to God and hold on tight, we feel the love and see the good, not obvious in a spiritual fight. Today, we will talk about how to live the life of your dreams on your own terms, that is, with our special guest, Rex Steven Sykes, author of Life on Your Terms. Rex Sykes has 4 decades experience helping thousands of people transform their minds and lives. His innovations include mind design and directed questions. He's a master trainer of NLP and DHE, a master hypnotherapist, and master hypnotist, whole brain and accelerated learning, the law of attraction, and is the founder of Idea Seminars. Sykes conducts online programs on transformation, mind design, LOA, NLP, and at public events, Sykes is a professional speaker.
And later we'll ask him what they mean, right? Those letters.
Life and business mentor, consultant, and an educator. He's an actor and a filmmaker and consultant to the entertainment industry as well, by the way. Rex, welcome to The Cure. It's great to have you.
Well, thank you so much for having me and for this opportunity. You do a marvelous job and have a wonderful presence helping people near and far for a long period of time. So I'm truly privileged to be with you today to discuss some of the ways that people can be helped.
Well, the honor's ours, believe me. But Rex, let's start with a very interesting detail of your life. I understand you were in a skydiving accident, which transformed your life. Can you tell us more about it?
Sure. I write about it in my book, Life on Your Terms, in greater detail than I'll go into it here, but I went skydiving against the wishes of a girlfriend when I was about 25 years old, and I was injured in landing, obviously. I guess that would be the case. I injured my back, and it's pretty badly, but not where I couldn't walk or do things, but it was in constant and chronic and acute pain.
Wow.
And so I went to a doctor in Beverly Hills and said, I cannot sleep, I cannot move, I really don't want to admit that I, you know, got injured to my girlfriend. Is there something we can do? And he said, yeah, here, take these pills. And he gave me a couple of pills, 2 different prescriptions, and said, you can take those. That'll help you sleep. It'll relax your muscles and everything. Well, what he did was give me 2 pills that, when combined, could kill me, but it didn't. What happened was I went into, from the moment I took them, I was pretty much a different person. I left, I took them in his office. I said, can I take these here? He said, yeah, go ahead. And gave me a little cup and some water, and I took the pills, and I drove off. And my sister, who I was picking up in Hollywood, said, "You were a completely different person. You terrified me. The way you drove, the way you were, everything was completely different." From that point, I had amnesia for quite a significant period of time. I lost all of my friends. I lost the girlfriend I was trying to cover up the accident from. I pretty much screwed up my career. By the time it was all over, I tried to kill myself, and people were pouring drugs into me trying to get me to be sane again.
Wow.
And at one point, I was in a club that I went to a lot, and meanwhile, I'd slept in parks, I'd passed out in my yard, I'd almost driven off of cliffs, I'd gotten into all sorts of, not legal trouble, but personal trouble. I was in a club, and this guy came up to me very, very angry, threatening, "I'm going to kill you, you are crap," and everything. And I'm like, "I don't know who you are, I'm sorry." He said, "I was in here last night, you were pushing me around, and my girlfriend." I'm like, I must have been drunk, I don't know, I'm sorry. So he calls the maitre d' over and says, "Yeah, I want this guy out." And the maitre d' said, "Look, Rex is a good guy, and Nikki, you're a good guy. I'm sure this was inadvertent on Rex's part." And I'm like, "Yeah, I don't know what's going on." And he got us to shake hands, which we did. So I ran downstairs where one of my friends who was working as a waiter, and I said, "John, who's Nikki?" And he goes, "Nikki?" And I said, "Yeah, Nikki upstairs." He goes, and he just, all the color drizzled out of his face. He's like, "Why?" And I go, "Well, he said he was going to kill me because," and the guy just stopped, and he said, "You are going to die." Well, that got my attention. I did try to kill myself, but I certainly didn't want to die. I just wanted to end the pain and live. And this threat, he said, "Look, you've driven your car off of a cliff. You've done this and that and the other thing. This is serious. You are going to die." I went home that night, and I decided, I can't continue this way. I got to do something. So I decided to lock myself in my apartment until I could face the world with confidence and figure out what was going on. And this was after, by the way, I write about it in my book, but this was after my parents had come out. They found me nearly comatose. I went cold turkey on the drugs, and then I started drinking heavily with guilt and shame and regret. And so I had been off the drugs for a number of months, had no memory for most of what had happened, and made this commitment to put my life back in order and to figure out how I could face the world. So
bottom line, listen to your girlfriend or wife. That's the take-home message.
But not only did you overcome those amazing challenges in your life, but you came to specialize in mindset. Attitude and law attraction. You became someone that was able to grasp on to the important things in life and help others with it. And
Go ahead. I was only going to say that what I learned in sitting in my room for that period of time, which was 6 weeks, it didn't end at the end of 6 weeks, but for 6 weeks, I literally didn't leave except to get some food so I could eat, or I'd get up to go to the bathroom, but otherwise I'd sit in an easy chair and work on my headset, my mindset. But that truly was what I learned, was I had been focused on all the stuff that was wrong and all the things that I had done and all the things that I thought had been done to me.
Right, which is why you write about the misconception about motivations and feelings, which we'll talk about when we return, guys, in a short break. And we will continue talking about this when we return.
We'll be right back with Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Amy Cabo and The Cure.
This show deals with suffering, the tenacity of the human spirit, and the courage to keep moving forward with the help of God. I want people to know that there's hope. I was forced into my abortion because I didn't think I had a choice. I want people to know there's choices.
Well, Amy, my heart is breaking. I just want you to know that I love you and I thank God for you.
Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Every Saturday at 1 Eastern on the Truth Network.
Falling out of love is hard. Falling for betrayal is worse. Broken trust and broken hearts. I know. When thinking all you need is that.
will continue with Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Welcome back, and thanks for tuning in to The Cure with Amy Cabo. The song that just played was Impossible by James Arthur. Some things seem impossible, especially when trust is broken. The enemy knows how to wear us down, but God takes care of his chosen. We think we can handle it until we realize God is what we need. Faith and strength will be the product derived from a heartache's planted seed. Hard times keep us humble. It's something we must take. Even if we think we lost it all, it's a gain when it's no longer fake. Things happen for a reason. God shows us what is true, so we can recreate our thinking, live for Christ, and become new. We're talking about living the life of your dreams with special guest Rex Steven Sykes. Before the break, we were talking about mindset and attitude, something that's very important, especially when you're dealing with challenges in life. So Rex, tell us a little bit about the misconception about motivations and feelings.
Oh, great question. And before I get into it, I'd like to do something special. You know, we're talking about mindset, and it's a privilege to be here, but I'd like to do something special for your listeners. So I'd love to give all of them who want one a free gift, and I'll tell them about it before we close out the show and how they can get it. Obviously, they can get my book at Amazon if they want, but this free gift will come from my website, and I'll give that very simple address before we close out. The difference between motivation and mindset is that a lot of people think that in order to succeed, they have to feel like it. They have to be motivated. So they sit on the couch and go, you know, I don't feel like cleaning the garage. And so they don't. And what they really ought to do is understand that motivation comes from doing. In the book, I talk about Muhammad Ali, and there are other examples, but Muhammad Ali said, I hate training. I don't want to get up and run behind a car when it's cold in the morning, and I don't want to put on gym clothes and get out there and do all the things I have to do. But because I want to be the best in the world as a boxer, because I want to be a champion, I know that I need to train, and I need to do what I have to do in order to claim the prize, in order to be the very best. So with that in mind, he said, I didn't feel like it, but I did it anyway. And you can't wait to be motivated. You have to take a step. And when you take a step, it's like you take one step to God, God takes, you know, 5 or 10 towards you. But you go first, and then you do, and then you'll find that you create momentum and that, that you're able to do things. So if you want to clean the garage, don't over-promise to yourself. Always make it so that you can win. Make things tiny and small. It's like you don't take a meal and shove it into your face all at one time. You eat it bite by bite. So you say, I'm going to clean the garage. I want to get it all done. Well, pick a corner. Pick a portion of the garage or the house or the office or whatever you want to clean and do a little bit. Because when you start doing and you see that you're accomplishing, then you start feeling more like you want to continue. So motivation comes from the action, not from waiting for it. It's not something that comes from outside of you. It comes from within you, and you have to put it into action. And that's the mistake. We have been inculcated in our culture to not do the things for our own good, you know. And I truly believe that's part of the whole ruling class trying to keep the worker as a worker bee. So they try and prevent you from learning how to do things so that you don't ever.
Yeah, well, you know,
Henry Ford said it best when he said, Henry Ford said it best when he said, if people learn how to control their minds and do these things, they'll never work on my assembly line.
We tend to lean towards what's comfortable, but I hear what you're saying. We have to push ourselves. That's the difference between capability and hard work and determination. You can be not very capable, but with hard work and determination, you can accomplish great things. Then again, you can be very capable, but if you're not willing to put in the hard work and you're not determined, then you can waste your life away.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I would add to that, great thought leaders of the past have said, you know, so much that it's not about really just working harder. It's about working smarter. And when you understand how to motivate yourself, when you understand how to control your own mind and your own feelings, then it isn't even a question of it being hard work. It's you start doing the things that you love, that know you will move you in the direction towards your goals and dreams and make you feel better. And that creates its own momentum. So the wiser or smarter you are when you approach things is, here's what a lot of people do.
Well, you know, before you go into that, tell me a little bit about self-sabotage. That's a very common theme. And you say there's no such thing.
Right. Your brain can only do one thing. Your brain can say yes, and it doesn't do anything else. It says yes. And it doesn't process negative. So that's why the popular example of don't think of a blue elephant, oops, too late, you did, works. Because the brain can only act in one particular fashion, and the brain only does what the brain has learned to do. It is, Maxwell Maltz called it a servo mechanism or a servant. Your subconscious mind, your unconscious mind, has learned things, both what you as a human and I would call good or bad or positive or negative or right or wrong. It's learned to smoke or to drink, to rag on itself, to be hateful and hurtful and all those things, but it's also learned to be nice and kind and loving and caring, and it will do whatever it does based on how it's triggered or what's called into action at the time. It's not out to prevent you from being yourself or from doing good things or from progressing. Its intention is to keep you alive and to keep you within a comfort zone so that you don't get killed or attacked. It's the throwback from fight, flight, or flee. You know, the brain's job is to help you. Has helped you to keep alive. And so when things threatened us, you know, in earlier times or in war times or in bad times, our brain literally squirts certain chemicals and has electrical impulses and does things to narrow your field of vision so you can focus on what the problem is. It pumps adrenaline into your heart so that it beats more rapidly and sends blood to your extremities so you can run or so you can fight. And or freeze if you have to. So your body responds to what you perceive as a threat or what you think are threats. And that's what, if somebody looks at you the wrong way, somebody gives you a nasty signal while driving, you know, with their hand or something, it initiates these things. So the brain is just doing what it learned. It's not trying to sabotage you. It is carrying out its prime objective. So when you say, I want to make more money this year and you've not made more money, or I want to find the love of my life, your brain goes, I know what you are and I know what you've done, and now you want to change everything.
So basically you don't have to self-sabotage by focusing on the negative, but you can look for the positive, the silver lining in every cloud, and avoid the self-sabotage. And it's a decision that we make, is it not? So it doesn't necessarily have to exist.
Absolutely. And a key point in understanding that is it's just doing what it learned to do. It's not like you got this little brain inside you.
Okay, and we will continue talking about living the life we want. We would love to hear from you. Please call us with a question or a story. 1-866-34-TRUTH, 1-866-34-TRUTH. Ask us a question or ask Rex a question. Everybody that calls today will receive a free copy of Amy's book, Love is the Answer, God is the Cure, signed by Amy.
We will be right back with Amy Cabell and The Cure.
You would go around, go around, go around every party in L.A. 'Cause you knew that I knew that I knew that I'd be at one. Oh. I know that dress is karma, perfume regret. You got me thinking about when you were mine. You expect, but you're not coming home with me tonight. You just want attention, you don't want my heart. Maybe you just hate the thought of me with someone new. Yeah, you just want attention. I knew from the start, you're just making sure I'm never getting over you. Oh. You run around, run around, run around, throwing that dirt all on my name. I call you up. Baby, now that we're
Cure with Amy Cabo. Life can bring many difficult situations, domestic violence, addictions, poverty, and even sexual abuse by your loved ones. Welcome, Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Welcome back, guys. And remember, we're live every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern on your radio, on our app, The Cure, and our website, GodIsTheCure.com. And thanks for tuning in to The Cure with Amy Cabo.
And also, the shows are available as a video podcast. Just look for God is the Cure with Amy, or type in God is the Cure and the podcast will pop up.
The song that just played was Attention by Charlie Puth. And here's what I get from it. What is our objective and our focus? What do we give the most attention? Do we understand all the confusion, or do we recognize it as God's redemption? Do we care and want God's heart, the one he broke for us so many times, who loved us dearly and never left, and keeps calling us despite declines? By following Christ it may be difficult, but well worth it with no regret, for peace is found through him. Those who have God are truly set. Like the greatest Father, he always guides us. Eventually, we come around. We are given many chances until time's up. Some get lost, but most are found. We are discussing living the life on our terms with special guest Rick Steven Sykes. So, let me ask you something. Another interesting thing that you said was that affirmations don't work. And for those of us, I had to look it up. It means a declaration that something is true. Would you like to expand?
Yeah, again, great question. And let me continue just a bit, and I'll get into this. You know, the point is that the brain learns how to do things, and it'll continue to do things. It learns wonderful things and not so much wonderful things. So instead of thinking that something's trying to prevent you from doing things, just ask whether or not what your brain is doing is serving you or not serving you. If it's not serving what you want to do, because you learned how to do things that are contrary to what you now want to learn to do, all you have to do is learn the new things. It's habits, it's patterns that the brain is doing routinely and automatically because that's what it learned, and it's serving you the best way it can. It's really your friend trying to keep you consistent and keep you the same. It's not trying to mess you up or screw you up or hurt you or harm you. It just understands that this is what you wanted, and it until you train it to do something different, it'll do what it has learned to do while you were growing up and from your experiences in the past. And you can be free of that by learning how to train your brain. And the problem with affirmations is why I say they don't work, is people, an affirmation is an assertion, or a declaration. An assertion is like, I'm a man and I'm 5 foot tall, or I'm 6 feet tall, or I'm a woman. It's an assertion, it's a statement of fact. A declaration is something that only a judge, for example, can do, or God can do. A judge can say, or a jury in the court of law can say, you're guilty or you're not guilty, but the defendant can't do it, the reporters can't do it, the galley can't do it. So you can declare and make declarations about yourself, but the reason why most people don't, they try it and they go back to their old way. They go back to the habit, the way the brain used to do it, or they repeat it as statements that are like, I'm 5 foot tall, I can do anything, I am powerful. And what you have to do is you have to emotionalize this. You have to be thrilled. The Army knows how to do this. The Navy knows how to do this. They get people, young people, they put them into basic training and they make them chant and yell and jump and scream, this is my weapon and this is my gun. They make them do things with a lot of physical activity. So if you want to make affirmations work, you need to go, I am powerful, I am loving, I am thrilled, I am happy, I am excited. Most people miss that. And then in order to get a new behavior, instead of the habitual what you used to do, you have to do it correctly, repeatedly, consistently for long enough for it to become a new habit. And then the brain goes, oh, you don't want to do that. You want to do this. I get it. But you have to educate your brain to do it.
So if I'm getting this right, we can have an affirmation that our past behavior that was not healthy is true and correct, and we may be wrong. And so it's just about recreating our mindset to believe, to realize that there's a different way of thinking, that there's a different way of behaving that would make us feel better. And the more we practice that, the more it becomes part of our everyday life rather than what we've been conditioned to do because of our environment or our circumstances.
Absolutely. I mean, consider this. The Bible is filled with incredible promises of abundance and joy and love, forgiveness, compassion. All manner of good things shall be, you know, shaken down, pressed together, and given to you. And if you ask, believing you receive, you shall receive. And the problem is that most people, when they ask, they don't believe that they're going to get it. You know, God said, go dig the trenches, and then I'll bring the water. David, when confronting Goliath, said, today, you know, God will be victorious, and made a declaration that this is going to happen. He put his faith in God and the circumstances, and Goliath looked at him and said, what, you send this puny little person out to try and take care of me? And he does, because he was certain that God would rule the day, that he would be part as an instrument of God in making that happen. There's the story of the woman who says, you know, I want it to stop raining. And they said, well, pray. And so she goes, God, stop it raining, stop it raining, stop it raining, stop it raining. She prays all night, and the next morning she wakes up, runs to the window, and it's raining, and she goes, yeah, I knew it wouldn't work. That is not praying. That's not asking with the belief that you're going to receive. So when it comes to affirmation and re-educating your brain, you have to do the correct thing right repeatedly, consistently, long enough, and then your brain goes, okay.
This
and
works.
Then you open up the pathway. You open up all the pathways for your good and for your abundance. And to do the new things. The other thing is that people have to stop focusing on what they do not want. Like, I want to quit smoking isn't a good way to think about it. You have to say, I want to breathe healthy. I want to be healthier. I want to be free. And I want to save money or whatever it is, because the brain, like I said, you can see this happen with kids all the time. You tell a child, don't fill your mouth. What happens? They tend to spill it because until they're old enough to overwrite that, what they do is they have to make a picture in their head of spilling their mouth in order to know what not to do. And because they've made the picture of them spilling their mouth, and it's an emotional thing, don't spill your mouth, they go, okay. And the brain goes, okay, this is what you want me to do. And so they spill the mouth. And then the parent goes, no, I said don't spill the mouth. And the kid is confused. You know, and as adults, we do the same thing. We go, don't forget your watch. And the person forgets it. So if you find yourself saying that to yourself or to another person, you say, don't forget it, or I'm so stupid, stop. Take a deep breath and go, remember to take your watch, or, well, but you can learn to be brilliant, and you are in the process of it, so give yourself, you know, forgive yourself and move on. You can learn to be brilliant, because you are brilliant, you just haven't recognized it yet. So you want to stop focusing on the problem and focus on the solutions. You want, just in the same way that you don't want to focus on circumstances, but you want to put your faith and trust in sight unseen, and in God, and in what God can deliver for you. When you have that faith and that understanding, and, you know, but then also it's to step out on faith. You don't, it's like the motivation question you had. You don't say, God, you know, change my world, and then lie on your couch.
Right, but some of us are afraid to try new things. Why do you suppose that is?
Well, because we're predisposed to stay the way we are. And because culturally, people, this is a huge thing in learning. Everybody wants to be an expert at it before they're an expert in order to look good so they don't look bad. I use the example in my book and in my programs and workshops and things about juggling. If you wanted to learn to juggle today and you've never juggled, you got to understand that part of juggling is dropping the ball. And it's going to take a little while. But you practice, and you practice throwing the balls up, and you drop them, and you pick them up, and you drop them. If at any point you go, I hate picking up balls, I'm so stupid, I can't stand it, I'll never get this, you won't. But if you keep at it, you'll eventually get better, because the more you do, the better you get. The more you correctly practice, the easier it becomes. And the easier it becomes, the better you get. The better you get, the easier it becomes. It's a cycle that you engage, a momentum cycle that you put into being. Pretty soon, you know, you're juggling and you're eating a ham sandwich and you're balancing a chair on a tightrope, you know, on one leg and doing all these things because you've mastered juggling because you stuck to it and didn't quit and didn't give up. But people, when they start, they go, oh, this is too hard. That's an affirmation. Yeah. It's a negative one. It's that they go too hard, or I'll never get this, another bad affirmation, or I'm stupid, or stupid balls, and I can't do this, the balls aren't the right size.
Well, if this is too hard thinking was the way to think, imagine people that go to the gym, nobody would ever be fit, nobody would have muscles. If once it's too hard, they stop.
Or anything. Yeah, we can accomplish anything. But anyway, we'd love to hear from you. When we return from the short break, call us with your thoughts or question on self-esteem and how do you want to improve your life. Call us at 1-866-34-TRUTH, 1-866-34-TRUTH.
We'll be right back with Amy Cabell and The Cure.
Well, Amy, my heart is breaking. I just want you to know that I love you and I thank God for you.
Amy Cabell and The Cure.
Every Saturday at 1 Eastern on the Truth.
We will continue with Amy Cabell and The Cure.
Hi again, and thanks for tuning in. We're live every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern on your radio, on our app, The Cure, and on social media. Just look for God is the Cure, because He is.
And of course, later the show will be available as a podcast. Just search for The Cure with Amy Cabell. Now, Amy spelled with an I and a double E, or type in God is the Cure and the podcast The Cure with Amy Cabell will show up.
That song that just played was Surrender by Natalie Taylor. And this is my take. Once we arrive at the precipice, there is no victory to take. There's surviving at our best and giving to God what is at stake. Eventually we fly our flag. God knows just when we're ready. He loved us all along and patiently. Was truly gentle and took it steady. We want Him back, He's our Father. God never gives up and is always there. We may have gone astray and let Him down. His love is unconditional and will always care. Can we grow beyond conditioning? Sweet surrender to God's love. Take the high road and make a difference. Become the best that we can be and rise above.
Like change your life.
We are continuing a conversation with our special guest, Rex Steven Sykes, and he's helping us to learn how to live a better life. Rex, you say update your self-image. How do we go about that, especially for those of us who have low self-esteem?
Well, I wrote the book because I wanted to help as many people as I possibly could understand that we can get through any troubling times, a COVID time, or any situation in our life that presents difficulty. As I was saying, with the brain, and by the way, I love your book, and I love the work that you and Boris are doing, and I really appreciate that, so thank you. And
nice. And
what you just said was rise to a higher self, and you know, and that was very lovely. Part of changing your self-image comes from what I had suggested before. One is understanding how the brain works and what it does to serve you. And that is, it's not your fault. It's not worth blaming or excusing or accusing or whining or wallowing or any of that stuff. But to say, you know what? I'm a child of God. I'm here on this planet. I'm going to do what's good for me and for others, you know, in a godly way, in a legal way. I'm going to pursue my dreams and make things come true. because I am that kind of person, you know, and I may have believed in my past that I couldn't do it or that I was a victim of something, but I truly am free to be able to fulfill my destiny or what God has planned for me. And you can imagine and visualize living that. You know, it goes back to ask and believe that you receive and you shall receive. In order to believe you receive, you have to know what it is you're receiving. And you have to be certain that God or your brain or whatever you choose to can fulfill that for you. Or what I like to say is if you're going to make something happen, like you're going to go clean the garage, you don't overpromise and you keep your words within. You know, if you say, what? I'm going to be there at 9 a.m., then be there at 9 a.m. And if you can't be there, call them in advance and let them know. You say, I'm going to clean the garage, then clean that portion of the garage. Don't blow it off, because whenever you do, you reinforce the old way. Take little baby steps or bites.
Well, you know what, Rex? You know what I believed, and I'm sorry, but you know what I believed to help me, because a lot of times this world will let us down, you know, and circumstances can try to knock us down. And what actually helped me was accepting that bad things do happen and suffering isn't so bad. It's okay, because there's most likely a lesson learned. If anything, we get stronger. There's always something good about everything that's bad, I've noticed. So it depends. It's just about holding on, hanging on, and staying strong and looking for the bright side, because there always will be one. And so then you don't let, because you say that life is what you make it. Life is how you choose to be and what you choose to see.
Absolutely. We're in complete agreement. I have a saying that everything is a blessing when you consider it a blessing. It's what you choose to look at. So this is what I'm trying to convey. And that is, if you put your energy into things being wrong or bad, we are meaning makers. That's the meaning we take away from it. If you understand that, you know, people say things like, it's either a lesson or a blessing. I say it's a blessing if it's a lesson. The hard times come. I had one hard time that put me for 40 years now on the path of changing my life, but I've had other multiple devastating times in my life. They're all opportunities, they're all blessings, but most people don't understand that until they get past them. And then they look back and go, oh my gosh, that really was a blessing. That is why
I needed that.
Yeah, exactly. So we're completely in accord. What I'm trying to help people understand is that what you focus on is what you get. If you look at it as a problem, it's going to be a problem. Yeah. But if you look at it as a blessing, it will absolutely be a blessing, because they all are blessings. There's no bad in this. There's only good. There's only the bounty of God. There's only all of the things that you can and will do if you free yourself up to do those. So it's not, people have been raised to think less of themselves or to think that the outer world circumstances, you know, are holding them back, or they're bad or they're wrong, or that they aren't enough, that somehow, you know, they've been made wrong by their teachers or parents or by social groups or media. You know, they're bullied. All of that is a blessing.
Right, because it's something they survived. They survived all that. And how many people can say that? So it's actually a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, no, it is. It's all for our good and for our growth. If you look at the Bible, all the stuff that happened to everyone, whether it was Moses or the Israelites or anything, all of it was good, even if it appeared bad. It was all part of God's plan in order for forward movement, for salvation. So there's nothing that's inherently bad in any of the things that we do. It's just whether we choose. We have the opportunity to choose what we want to focus on. And this is what I asked earlier. Does it serve me? And if it doesn't, change it. And if it does serve you, you know, continue it. Either way, we'll perpetuate whatever we put our energy into. Wherever our attention goes is what we're going to notice most. So when we become aware that there is a silver lining to everything, when we become aware that I can be free of what I thought were problems and be free to live a blessed life, then you will live a blessed life.
And in fact,
you are, even if you don't think you are.
Or I can be free despite problems. Despite the fact that life is hard and bad things will have to happen. So it's...
So we live in a universe of polar opposites. There's a North Pole and a South Pole. Magnets have a north and south, you know, pole to it. There's good and bad. There's right and wrong. There's night and day. There's in and out. There's fat and thin and tall. And, you know, the waves go out, the waves come in. There's lunar cycles. There will be trying times, and there will be blessed times that are easy. There will be somebody to oppose you when you think, oh, wow, this is smooth sailing. Somebody may come along and go, no, stop, that's it, you know. And that's all just part of it. So if you understand that, it's all good.
Okay, Rex, can you tell our listeners something as a take-home message? We have only 1 minute left.
Oh, okay. Well, first off, I want to tell them thank you for listening and for their attention. You can get my book at Amazon. It's Life on Your Terms. And be sure to get Amy's book, because it's a fabulous book. If you haven't read it yet, you're going to want to get it. My book, you can get at Amazon. You can also get it at my website, which is my name, RexSikes.com, RexSikes.com. And I have a free gift, a 22-minute audio download that you can have on how to eliminate your worst problem, or how to when things are troubling you, how to overcome that and move forward as a champion. There's no point in living as a victim when you can live as a victor. So it's about creating your champion mindset and living from your heart and finding out that life is good, life is grand, and if you live, laugh, and love, you can truly celebrate everything. So go get my book. You can get it from my website, too. It'll take you to Amazon. Go get the free gift. Get Amy's book and make your day and your days beyond today fabulous, because you can if you only will.
And we can start changing our life for the better. Thank you so much, Rex Steven Sikes. Thank you for being with us today. You're a wonderful testimony, and you gave great advice. We really appreciate you. More information on Rex Sikes and his book, On Your Terms, can be found on his website, RexSikes.com. And guys, we'll finish with a prayer, as we always do. Heavenly Father, we look up to you in this time of change. Allow us to have the courage to change our life for the better. Allow our burdens to be risen up to you, as we know that you will see us through. Forgive those who have done evil, and allow us to do the same. Teach us to love with an open heart and open spirit. Take time for us today to help us with all the trials you have set out for us, and allow us the strength and energy to follow you. Give us the blessings to find a new home, keep our families together, and bless those who are away. May they be strong and know how much love is out there. Let them know you, and we are thinking of them and missing them dearly. Bless us with love, strength, wisdom, health, courage, forgiveness, and a willingness to learn. Amen. Thank you to the Truth Network and the wonderful people that work with us for having us on the air and all the other radios that carry our program, including Sirius XM, Channel 131. A special shout out to Robin Webster. Thank you, Robin. This is Amy Cabo. You have been listening to The Cure.
Please check our podcast, Amy's podcast, The Cure with Amy Cabo. Our app, The Cure, is very interesting. You can get all the shows there. Or our website, GodIsTheCure.com.
So thank you to all our listeners again. And until next week, be kind. Always give it your best and stay safe. Remember, this pandemic does pass, especially with God present and vaccines.
And so many treatments.
Until next Saturday, guys, much love. Be true to yourself and others. Maintain your values and keep the faith. But most of all, peace.
Thank you for listening to The Cure with Amy Cabo. For more information or to get Amy's book, Love is the Answer, God is the Cure, or to listen to the podcast of previous shows, visit GodIsTheCure.com.